that backhand flip to the shortstop. Velasquez on to first. Double play of the season.
It's time for the Spectrum pregame show. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and you could save hundreds. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save.
Lifts it in the air to left field. Long run over toward the line. He lays out and makes the catch like Superman.
Now, let's head to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Columbus Clippers, Ryan Mitchell.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of Columbus Clippers Baseball. I'm Ryan Mitchell. Glad to have you along today. The Clippers going for the sweep against the Syracuse Mets. They have won 5 in a row in the series, 7 in a row overall. The Clippers come in first place in the International League West Division with a record of 8-3. Today, Peyton Battenfield will take the hill for Columbus. He's 1-1 with a 2.53 earned run average. Battenfield pitched very, very well his last time out in the first game of this series against Syracuse. Likewise, for the Mets, their game one starter comes back around for game number 6. It'll be Mike Montgomery. He is 0-1 with a 2.45 earned run average. Both pitchers performed pretty well in game one. The Clippers, though, overall have performed much better than have the Syracuse Mets. Yesterday at Huntington Park, the Clippers got it going early. They scored 3 runs in the first inning, and that's all that they would need. Power provided by Gabriel Arias. He had a solo home run as the second man up, and Will Benson was hit by a pitch. Alex Cole hit a 2-run home run. That gave the Clippers 3 runs, more than they would need, but the offense continued to churn. They scored another run in the second, one more in the third, an unearned run, a solo home run from Ike Freeman. He stayed hot in this series, also scored later on. And in the fifth, the Clippers sent 8 men to the plate. They had only 1 hit. 4 walks resulted in 4 runs. Tolman, Fermin, Freeman all walked. Richie Palacios walked with the bases loaded. And Gabriel Arias had his second big hit of the game, a 3-run double, and that put it out of reach. The Clippers pitching staff did a great job. Kirk McCarty got the start. Didn't go long enough for the win, but the bullpen was outstanding for the Clippers as well. So today they will try and make it a clean sweep of the Syracuse Mets and make it an 8-game winning streak, hopefully heading into the road trip against the Indianapolis Indians. Happy Easter to you and yours. The Clippers and Syracuse Mets are just about set to do battle here at Huntington Park. So buckle in. The starting lineups and first pitch coming your way. Clippers baseball starts right now.
You've been listening to the Spectrum pregame show.
Soft serve pop up into shallow center field. Out is Velasquez. He makes the catch, and the Clippers are Governor's Cup champions.
It's almost game time. Let's go back out to the ballpark.
It is a clear day here in the Arena District. It is chilly. It's Easter Sunday. Happy Easter to you and yours out there. The Clippers taking on the Syracuse Mets in the finale of this 6-game series. The brooms are out for the Clippers faithful at Huntington Park. Columbus has taken the first 5 games looking for the 6-game sweep of the Syracuse Mets. The Clippers have won 7 in a row. Here's the batting order for Syracuse as they try and crack this losing streak. Wyatt Young will lead off at shortstop. He'll be followed by his double play partner, Travis Blankenhorn. And then third baseman, Mark Vientos, bats third. Daniel Palque is in right field as the cleanup man. Carlos Rincon, the designated hitter, bats fifth. Khalil Lee in center field is the sixth hitter. Bottom third of the order for Syracuse today. Carlos Cortez in left field. The first baseman, Patrick Mazika, and Nick Meyer behind home plate. On the bump, it'll be Mike Montgomery, and he'll face the Clippers for the second time in this series. The Clippers' batting order will get you in the bottom of the first. Defensively, it is Richie Palacios in left field, Will Benson in center, and Daniel Johnson in right. Jose Fermin is at third base. Gabriel Arias, the shortstop. Ike Freeman is at second. David Fry mans first base today. Luke Maley back in there behind home plate, continuing his rehab assignment. And out on the mound, it is Peyton Battenfield. Big right-hander from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Defensive alignment brought to you by the Ohio Lottery. Winning happens every day. Visit OhioLottery.com. Battenfield, 6'4", 224-pounder. Acquired via trade from Tampa Bay last year at the trading deadline. The, at the time, Indians sent DJ Johnson, right-handed reliever, and outfielder Jordan Luplo to Tampa Bay in exchange for Battenfield. This is his first full year in the Guardians organization. Clippers in the home white pants. Crimson jerseys, navy cap with the red bill. Here's the first pitch, and it is over but low for ball one. Game time conditions brought to you by Aldi. Ballpark snacks for low prices. Talk about a grand slam from Southern Grove Peanuts to Clancy's Pretzels. Aldi has them all and is a proud sponsor of the Columbus Clippers. Find an Aldi store near you at aldi.us. It is a chilly day, 44 degrees. Winds as soft as we have seen them on the homestand out of the west at 6. Partly cloudy skies. 1-1 offering. Hit down the left field line. Foul. The ball and two now to the leadoff man for Syracuse, Wyatt Young, at his first AAA hit yesterday in a 1-for-3 day. Left-handed batter crowds the inside back corner of the batter's box. Here comes the pitch from Battenfield. Big curve. Just missed the inside corner. I like that. That's going to be a tough pitch for Young to get to if it can nibble the inside part of the plate. I mean, his back foot is right on the inside back corner of the batter's box. He swings and fouls away another pitch. The front foot is slightly open. Next offering, that is in the dirt. Young, out of Honolulu, Hawaii, 5'7", 185-pounder. He is 30 years of age. He awaits the 3-2 pitch. Here it is. And it's banged to center field, but right there to make the catch, Will Benson for out number one. Travis Blankenhorn now to the plate. Battenfield began the season in 2021 in A-ball with Bowling Green while still in the Rays organization. Made six starts, only had one decision because until start number five, he did not go five innings in any contest. But boy, did he pitch well for the Bowling Green Hot Rods. Over 27 innings, just five earned runs. That's a 167 earned run average. K'd 42 in his 27 innings. 1-0 pitch here is hit a mile high in the air to right field, and that's deep. That could be trouble. Johnson at the warning track. Benson at the wall. It is gone off the scoreboard. Travis Blankenhorn puts Syracuse on top with a solo homer, and it is a 1-0 lead. So Battenfield earned his promotion to Double-A, no doubt about it. Went to Montgomery. And with the Biscuits, he made six starts, went 3-0 with a 2.35 earned run average. Still better than a strikeout per inning, had 39 Ks in just under 31 innings. Mark Vientos at the plate. This is a power-hitting prospect for the New York Mets. He takes a called strike on the outside corner, 0-1. After the trade, Battenfield was put in Double-A with the Akron Rubber Ducks. Here's a swing and a foul ball. So again, these are the teams that he played for in 2021. The Hot Rods, the Biscuits, and the Rubber Ducks. Quite a trio. With Akron, he went 2-1 with a 3.28 earned run average. The strikeout numbers per inning were down. It's a slow roller towards the shortstop. Arias has it on the second hop. Throw to first is in time for out number two. Even though the strikeout numbers were down and the ERA was up a little bit, much of it was skewed by his last start against Somerset, where he gave up five runs over 3 2/3 innings. It brought his ERA up almost a third of a run. Overall, his numbers last year very good. And now with Columbus, making his third start. First pitch swinging. Daniel Palka fouls it on the first base side. So far, two starts. Battenfield is 1-1. With a 2.53 earned run average, 10 2/3 innings total. Eight strikeouts, only one walk. The home run he just allowed was his first of the season. Second start came against the Syracuse Mets, and it was a beauty. 0-1. Off speed, little bit high. One ball, one strike. Battenfield went six innings, took him only 58 pitches to do it. No runs, two hits. No walk, struck out five. gets a check swing here, and the appeal denied on the third base side, so Polka is ahead in the count, 2-1. First start this season for Battenfield. Came against Lehigh Valley in the second game of the season. Polka swings at an off-speed pitch and came up empty, 2-2. Lehigh Valley got him for 3 runs on 6 hits over 4 2/3 in his AAA debut. He bounced back very, very well against this Syracuse team. 2-2 pitch. Low, full count. So already the Mets have made Battenfield pitch deep into a few counts, and they've gotten him for a run. That is vastly different than what happened here on Tuesday. Polka swings at the 3-2, hits a high chopper to second base. Ike Freeman has it, throws on to first, and that's how the top of the first comes to a close. Travis Blankenhorn hit a home run off the video board in right center field, and so it's 1-0 Syracuse as we go to the bottom of the first inning.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, can we make saving money any easier? And we think we've solved it. Introducing Money Scout. It analyzes your spending habits, income, and expenses to find money not being used in your checking account, then pushes it to savings automatically. Why would a bank do that? Just to help people thrive. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington, welcome. Subject to eligibility, terms, conditions, and account agreements. Learn more and enroll at huntington.com/moneyscout.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donato's pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. And Donato's isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donato's has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donato's, every piece is important.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Home half of the first inning on an Easter Sunday here at Huntington Park. The Clippers batting order brought to you as always by MILB.TV. Clippers fans, the Guardians' future is here on MILB.TV. Use promo code Clippers at checkout at MILB.TV and save $10 on a yearly subscription. Go to MILB.TV for details. Richie Palacios leads things off in left field. Gabriel Arias, the shortstop, to follow. And Luke Maley, the catcher, bats third. Oscar Gonzalez cleans up. He is the designated hitter. Daniel Johnson bats fifth in right field. Will Benson sixth in center in the bottom third of the Clippers order today. David Fry at first. Jose Fermin at third. And Ike Freeman, the second baseman. Mike Montgomery on the hill. Veteran left-hander rocks and fires. And hits the outside corner for strike one. First round pick by the Kansas City Royals. Back in 2008. It's a swing and a foul tip from Palacios. Quickly 0-2. Richie batting 290 on the year. He's got a triple. He's got four doubles. Still looking for his first home run, but he's driven in 9 runs. Breeze blowing out toward right center field. We have seen wind in all directions in this homestand so far. Well, outside of blowing in, which it rarely does at Huntington Park. The 0-2. Breaking ball popped up. Shallow left center field. Young heading out. Leon Cortez coming in. It falls into no man's land. Well, Carlos Cortez and Khalil Lee look like he got a little bit of a late jump on a what looked to be an infield pop-up, but the wind kept pushing it, and Young, as he was heading out there, actually stumbled and fell down. He came nowhere near it. That'll be a base hit for Richie Palacios. The proverbial line out or line drive base hit in the box score. So Montgomery now works with a man to base. There's a bunt attempt by Arias. He fouls it away. Not seen many of those from Gabriel Arias in his time here in AAA. He's with the club to begin last season. He's on the Guardians 40-man roster. And he's going to play himself to the major leagues, no doubt about it. Batting 313 already on the season. He's got a homer, four doubles. Six batted in. Throw goes to first, and Palacios is back in time. They bunch him up the middle defensively, so with Mazika holding the runner on at first, the right side of the infield is wide open. Palacios will run. Richie doesn't have a stolen base yet this year, but he's got a huge lead right now. Next offering to Arias, a big empty cut, quickly 0-2. Palacios is a very good base runner. I'm surprised he didn't go on that last one. He had a huge lead. Now the pitch, not going. And it is soft away, one ball, two strikes. Clippers with the Sunday red jerseys on today, and the Syracuse Mets with those traffic cone orange with the blue numbers, blue caps with the orange S. They've been wearing the orange caps a little bit. They wore those yesterday. Here's another throw to first base, and Palacios is back standing. So that's the two allowed for Montgomery. If he tries to pick off again, if he does not get Palacios, it'll be a balk. And Richie takes advantage. He's out to his biggest lead, not going on the pitch. It is low and inside, 2-2. Montgomery got the loss in his first start against the Clippers in the series. 3 1/3, just two runs on three hits. He struck out six. Pitched well, but there was no offensive support for him. Now the 2-2. Swung on and missed strike three. Stayed away from the fastball, and it was probably off the outside corner. But Arias goes down swinging for out number one. That'll bring up Luke Maley. Maley here on a rehab assignment signed by the Guardians over the offseason. He was their only free agent acquisition at the major league level. Signed to a sub-million-dollar one-year deal. And in the truncated spring training, he injured his left hamstring. So began the year on the shelf, joined the Clippers 2 days ago to begin a rehab assignment. Went 2-for-2 at the plate with a pair of singles, drove in two runs, and also drew a walk. First pitch to him is a called strike, 0-1. Maley well-traveled, has played the major leagues for three different organizations, Tampa Bay, Toronto, and most recently Milwaukee. He checks his swing at a fastball off the inside corner, 1-1. Career 203 hitter in the major leagues, Maley. The pitch. Breaking ball, strike on the outside corner. The Guardians still do not have a hit from their catchers this year. Brian Lamastita getting some time. He got the start yesterday. Mostly, though, it's going to be Austin Hedges. He is one of the premier defenders behind home plate in all of Major League Baseball. But the bat has never been good. There goes the runner. Here comes the pitch. It's hit in the air to center field. It will get down for a base knock. And now it gets beyond Khalil Lee. Lee scrambles back to get it, but his error will allow Richie Palacios to go from second to third. Richie had to make sure that ball was going to drop. And so when it hit pay dirt, Palacios was still 10 feet shy of second base. If Lee had caught that ball, Richie was going to have to retreat back to first. And so yet another defensive miscue for Syracuse. They have had a terrible time of it out in the field in this series. Give Maley a single. He stays at first base on the defensive miscue. First pitch swing, and Oscar Gonzalez pops it up on the first base side. Mazika tracking it to the warning track. He's got room and will make the catch right in front of the Clippers' dugout, and so that will do it for the cleanup man. Two down, two on, and Daniel Johnson to the plate. Daniel Johnson taken off the Guardians' 40-man roster over the offseason when they added a bevy of prospects to protect them from the Rule 5 draft that never happened. First pitch, swinging ground ball right side, through for a base hit. Scoring easily is Palacios. Mailey up to second base, and the Clippers tie the game. One apiece here in the first inning. Will Benson to the plate now, the center fielder, batting 238 on the season. Got some ducks on the pond, and he's driven in one run on the year. That one was a biggie. Tied the ball game in that crazy game a couple of days ago. Lefty-lefty matchup. First pitch off the outside corner for ball one. The Clippers on Friday night here at Huntington Park fell behind 6-0 after 2.5 innings. They carved into the lead. They kept whittling away and eventually overcame that deficit and went up 9-6. Benson takes a sweeping breaking ball over the outside corner, 1-1. Syracuse mounted their own comeback and went up 12-9, only to see the Clippers half an inning later score 6 runs to win it 15-12. Benson had the game-tying infield hit. 1-1. That sneaks through the wickets of the catcher, Nick Meyer, but not far enough away for any advancement. A ball low makes it 2-1. Well, for the Syracuse Mets, this is a series they would just as soon forget. They've had a rough start to the year. Just 1 win so far. 1-9. They've got a game on the schedule yet to make up as well. Rained out their last game against Scranton Wilkes-Barre. Here comes a 2-1 pitch. Hit hard up the middle. That'll get through for a clean base hit. Mailey being waved around third. The throw comes to third, and it is cut off. That's an RBI single for Will Benson. And the Clippers refuse to trail. They grab the lead here in the bottom of the first inning. It's 2-1. Daniel Johnson moved up to third base. Jason Esposito, coaching at third, had no compunction waving Luke Mailey around. And he scored easily. So the train keeps moving. David Fry to the plate now. Fry has had a cool start to the season at the plate. A 143 batting average. Takes the first pitch at the knees for a called strike. 0-1. Fry's got a couple of home runs and a double. So when he is getting hits, he's causing damage. Benson leads from first. He's got good speed. Slow roller on the third base side. That is just foul. Quickly 0-2, the Clippers' first baseman. So the injury report presented by Mount Carmel. Visit them online at mountcarmelhealth.com. Early returns today. Luke Mailey looks pretty good. There was some speculation he may just join Cleveland right out of Arizona. There goes the runner from first. Here's the pitch. It's up and in, and there will not be a throw. Benson's got it stolen. Had a great jump, and it was not a good pitch for Meyer to try and make a throw anyway. So two in scoring position and a 1-2 count. Mailey, though, joining the Clippers, playing in his second game. Columbus goes on the road. It's only to Indianapolis. 1-2 pitch. That's outside, 2-2. So the Guardians could send him with Columbus, of course, if Akron is home next week, or Lake County. I want to keep him a little closer to home where the Major League training staff can keep an eye on him. Or they could activate him. He caught 5 innings in his first game. See if he goes the full 9 here. Maybe just stretches it out to 7. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 on, 2 out. Here's the pitch. Way outside to David Fry, and the count is full. Good speed on the bases right now for the Clippers, and 2 outs. Anything put in play, they'll be off on the crack of the bat. If Fry comes up with a single that goes to the outfield, it's probably 2 more runs for Columbus. Already a 2-1 ball game. Clippers on top. Payoff pitch. Ground ball to the shortstop. Easy pickings for Young. His throw to first is true for out number three. The Clippers, though, get two runs on four hits. They strand a pair. And after one eventful inning here at Huntington Park, it's the Clippers 2 and the Mets 1.
Create the backyard of your dreams with Menards' huge selection of landscape blocks and get 11% off. Whether it's a spacious patio, a decorative walkway, or flawless landscaping, you'll find the perfect blocks for your project. Right now, Crestone beveled retaining wall blocks are just 99 cents each after sale price and 11% rebate. Good through April 23rd. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Enjoy all-you-can-eat perch or rigatoni with marinara every Wednesday and Friday of Lent at the TAT. Order an all-you-can-eat meal, then purchase your favorite bottle of wine for half off at James and Livingston, the TAT.
To all the men and women that serve our country.
Overseas as well as here in the U.S.
We'd like to thank you for your service.
For all you do for us to keep us safe.
And the sacrifice that you put in for us.
Thank you for all you do for our country. Thank you for serving our country.
Thanks for your service.
Thank you for your service.
Thanks for all you do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Brought to you by Columbus Worthington Air. Thank you for keeping us safe at home.
Top two, 5, 6, and 7 due up for the Syracuse Mets. They got a run on a solo home run in the first inning. Travis Blankenhorn went yard. Peyton Battenfield put him down pretty quietly other than that. Clippers righty goes to work and throws a breaking ball in for a called strike. 0-1 to Carlos Rincon, the designated hitter. Rincon has hit well to start the season. No homers, but a .294 overall batting average. Swings and misses, chased one up out of the zone for strike two. Battenfield ahead in the count. It's a swing and a miss on a pitch in the dirt for strike three. Cone chased one nowhere near the zone. That's a three-pitch strikeout. First K for Battenfield today. That is now 96 strikeouts for Syracuse on the season. They're nowhere near the league lead in that regard. Ground ball on the first pitch to the right side. Freeman's got it. Easy toss to first, and that is a one-pitch out against Khalil Lee. Quickly two away, and the base is empty. The Toledo Mud Hens, in their first 11 games, have struck out 127 times. That is ridiculous. Averaging over 11 strikeouts per game at the plate, the Mud Hens. There's Carlos Cortez, left fielder. First pitch, a little bit high for ball one. Cortez came into the game yesterday to play right field when Daniel Polka was sent packing early. 1-0, swung on, popped up. Third base side, foul and out of play. Evens the count at 1-1. The Clippers, in the recent past, going back the last probably three seasons contested, have been one of those teams with crazy high strikeout rate. Now the 1-1. In for a called strike in the knees, 1-2. This year, that has not been the case. Clippers have struck out 88 times as a team, second fewest in the International League behind Scranton Wilkes-Barre, who's played one fewer game. There's a called third strike. Good fastball at the knees. Strikes out Cortez and sends Syracuse packing here in the second inning. Two Ks for Battenfield. We go to the bottom of two. Clippers on top, 2-1 at Huntington Park.
When you remember the details, the patients know that you know them, and they're not just a number. As their primary care physicians, when you know the small details, it actually makes it easier to take care of them. You remember what medicines they're on, and you remember what they do on Sunday nights. They're always at a bridge club or something. It affects your your care in a positive way. I'm Dr. James Barnes, and I'm a primary care physician at Mount Carmel.
You think buckling up is a personal choice? That it doesn't hurt anyone else? You would be wrong. Your choice could shatter the lives of your family, friends, and everyone you know. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. Think about that every time you drive. Buckling up isn't just a good idea, it's a choice between surviving a crash or not. Make sure you and everyone in the vehicle buckles up every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
This isn't your regular cola, so this isn't your regular cola ad. This is Nitro Pepsi, the first cola ever infused with nitrogen. Think an infusion of smaller bubbles for a cola that's got a lighter, smoother texture. And don't get me started on the pour. We're talking turn the can completely upside down and watch as those bubbles cascade into the glass to create a frothy, luxurious foam topping. Ah, this is cola like you've never had it before. New Nitro Pepsi. Smooth, creamy, delicious.
Bottom of the second inning, a chilly but beautiful day here at Huntington Park on this Easter Sunday wrap-up of the homestand. Homestands are six-game affairs in the minor leagues for the most part. Occasionally, you will get a 12-gamer. The Clippers loan 12-game homestand. Actually, no, take that back. There are two of them. One spans two different months. The final week of May and the first week of June, the Clippers will play Buffalo and Toledo. And then in July, the first and second full weeks, the Clippers will be at home. Jose Fermin at the plate. First two pitches, both out of the zone. Fermin yesterday drew another walk. He's got 10. This was unique, though, because he drew it on only three balls. Here's the wind of the pitch, and it swung on and fouled down the right field line. He faced a 2-2 count. I even said on the broadcast, here comes the 2-2. And he dropped the bat as the pitch was outside, walked up the first baseline, and the home plate umpire didn't say boo. 2-1 pitch here is outside, 3-1. After he got down to first base, a little bit of consternation took place. The Mets pitcher said, wait a minute. I think that's only three. Kevin Bowles came out and argued. The umpires got together. 3-1 pitch is hit on the ground to the shortstop. Scooping it up, Wyatt Young. His throw to first is high. Pulls Mazika off the bag, but he'll put the tag on for Fermin for the first out. Umpires got together, and nobody corrected the count. So ball four stood. They went back and looked at it on the video. And went through pitch by pitch, and indeed, there were only three balls when Fermin took off up the first baseline. Goes down in the history books as a walk. Here's Ike Freeman. First pitch high and away. Freeman has had a dandy series. Pitch to him. He took a weak wave and an off-speed pitch, though, and came up empty. It is 1-1. Freeman is 4-for-8, a .500 batting average, 3 homers and 5 RBIs. If that's all he did, that'd be fine. But he's also drawn, I believe, 6 walks in the series. Takes a breaking ball that nibbles the outside corner for a called strike, 1-2. So Freeman's on-base percentage for the season is now .545. He's slugging .929. 1-2 pitch. That's low. 2 balls and 2 strikes. He had a pair of 2-run home runs in one game and then homered again yesterday. All of his 5 RBIs have come via the long ball. The 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball. He got a piece and it gets to the dirt, eluding the catcher's mitt of Nick Meyer. Clippers head on next week to Indianapolis, a series beginning on Tuesday, running through Sunday. Again, the 2-2. This one swung on and missed. A changeup, and Freeman could not hold back enough. He's down on strike, second K for Mike Montgomery. Well, happy birthday wishes to Marvin Dill. Marvin greets everybody that comes here to Huntington Park. An ambassador for the Clippers. And somehow made it another year around the sun. What's even more amazing is that Wheezy puts up with him. Happy birthday, Marvin. Richie Palacios to the plate as we go back to the top of the order for the Clippers. First pitch is fouled away. Montgomery goes into the motion and delivers, misses inside, and the count is even at 1-1. Palacios singled his first time up. Came around to score on Daniel Johnson's game-tying RBI single. One batter later, Will Benson singled himself, and that gave the Clippers a 2-1 lead. That's where we stand. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, 1-2. Montgomery peers in over the glove. The left-hander has the sign that he wants. Now fires and misses high and away. Clippers have won all five games so far in the series. Tuesday and Wednesday, 5-0 shutout victories. Thursday, the Clippers with an 11-5 blistering of Syracuse. Here's the 2-2 pitch, swung on and missed. And that is strike three. Palacios is out. The Clippers are out. They go in order. They lead, though, 2-1, trying to make it 6 in a row over Syracuse and 8 in a row overall. We're back after this for the third inning.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Straight Talk Wireless now has the new iPhone 13 with Cinematic Mode, which lets you focus on what matters. And with Straight Talk, you can focus on getting the best deal. Our Silver Unlimited plan is just $45 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data. And it runs on the largest, most dependable networks, now with nationwide 5G. With the iPhone 13 on Straight Talk, you can share whatever you want, wherever you want. Straight Talk Wireless. 5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Do-it-yourselfers, Evans Carpet Junkyard prices just got even better. You heard me right. Evans Carpet Junkyard prices just got better on carpet, flooring, remnants, discontinued patterns, end rolls, and short rolls. Cash and carry only. Send your contractor or installer. Borrow the neighbor kid's wagon. However you do it, send someone to pick from 30,000 square feet of savings. Stop in 665 North Hague Avenue for Evans Carpet Junkyard.
Love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Top of the third at Huntington Park. Fans, if you are listening to today's game in your automobile, first, thanks for being with us. And secondly, make sure that you are wearing your safety belt. This is brought to you by the Ohio Department of Public Safety. If you're not buckled up, what's holding you back? Patrick Mazzica to lead things off. He hits a towering fly ball on the first pitch to right field, but playable for Daniel Johnson. He drifts back out of the sunlight into the shadows cast by the Pedialyte porch, that 22-foot-high wall, and makes the catch for out number one.
Now batting catcher number 26, Nick Clyde.
That's about the only shadow on the field of play right now as we are past the bottom of the 1 o'clock hour. Those shadows will creep in toward the infield from the right field corner. Here's Nick Meyer, the nine hitter and catcher. Righty-righty matchup. The pitch to him is in for a called strike from Battenfield. 0-1. We'll check IL scores in this inning, brought to you by Huntington Bank. Earlier access to your pay and extra cash on standby. Welcome to the new Huntington. Battenfield's pitch, little bit high. Doubleheader going today at Scranton-Wilkes-Barre, which plays in neither Scranton nor Wilkes-Barre. Next pitch from Battenfield, a breaking ball low and away in Moosic, PA on Montage Mountain. PNC Field, the home of the Scranton-Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders. They're hosting the Norfolk Tides today in the top of the sixth inning in game one of the double dip. Norfolk leads them 3-1. Next pitch, just off the outside corner, 3-1 count now to Nick Meyer. Norfolk off to a great start to the top offense in the International League in the early going. 3-1 pitch from Battenfield, swung on and fouled straight back. Off the Huntington Park sign, Karam's back down into the stands for a souvenir. Norfolk at 7-3, Scranton-Wilkes-Barre has kind of gone down the tubes during this series. Here's ball four just outside. That's the first walk issued by Battenfield. Teams winning and losing early in the season, it's hard to tell if it's due to the quality of the team itself or how much it has to do with the opposition. Scranton-Wilkes-Barre started the season 4-1. Their first series was against the Syracuse Mets. First pitch swinging, Wyatt Young. As we go back to the top of the order, cuts and fouls it on the first base side, 0-1. Norfolk's been scoring runs all year long. Their batting average is .275. That's third best. They have scored 71 runs. That's second best. Long pause by Battenfield. Now the 0-1 pitch. Low and away. Well, Baltimore is going to have a rough year. But with some of these early performances, maybe there are some lights at the end of the tunnel for the O's, who have been miserable now for several seasons. Now the 1-1 pitch. Fastball low and inside. Two balls and a strike. And that's been one of the things for Baltimore. At the AAA level, they've not been very good either. So help has been slow in coming. Bottom of the second at Rochester. The Red Wings lead Buffalo by a 5-1 score. Both of those clubs with a winning record. Off speed, strike called over the outside corner to Young. Couldn't pull the trigger on it. And the count is now even at 2-2. Charlotte at home leading Memphis 2-0. Top of the third at Truist Field in uptown Charlotte, North Carolina. Maley sets the mitt. Over the inner half, here comes the pitch, and he missed his spot. Up and away, 3-2. No score, Nashville at Gwinnett in the early going, bottom of the third inning, and all the other action will be later on. Indy at St. Paul, 3:07 Eastern first pitch, 4:05 in Worcester as they host the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. Jacksonville at Durham, 5:05, and a game postponed in Iowa. Inclement weather. Will force a doubleheader later in the season. They'll do it on August the 3rd. Toledo and the Iowa Cubs won't play on this Easter Sunday. Three balls, two strikes, one out, a runner at first. Here is the set. Long pause, now the pitch. Shot foul down the left field line. Young fly to center his first time up. He saw full count then as well. Battenfield at 39 pitches. Out for his third inning of work. A double play would be nice here. There goes the runner. Here comes the pitch. It is high and away for ball four. The throw beat him by a country mile, but it doesn't matter with the walk. So back-to-back base on balls, and now Travis Blankenhorn comes to the plate. He bested Battenfield first time up. Solo home run off the video board in right center field. The Clippers lead 2-1 here. Blankenhorn had that first inning homer. The Clippers came right back and put two runs on the board with the aid of four hits. Here's the pitch, and it's a good one. In for a called strike, a breaking ball at the knees, 0-1 to Blankenhorn. The Clippers have done a great job in this series taking advantage of free base runners. Yesterday, for example, they scored 3 runs in an inning with only one hit. Four runs in an inning, and all four that scored reached on walks. Here's a fly ball to center field. Caught by Will Benson. No advancement on the bags. And that's something the Clippers have really done for most of this series. Syracuse has committed more than its share of errors, and a lot of those have come home to roost. Capitalizing on free base runners. It's been one of the themes here for Columbus. Syracuse trying to do that here in the top of the third inning. 2 outs, 2 aboard, both reached via the free pass with the right-hander Mark Vientos standing in. He swings and fouls away the first pitch, 0-1. Vientos has 1 home run in this series. Came in that crazy back-and-forth ball game. The wind was just screaming out to left field. And in the early going, the Mets had a couple of wind-aided home runs to left. Vientos then hit one that didn't need any breeze whatsoever. A 1 pitch. Fastball low, 1-1. He also has a pair of doubles to go with that home run. He's 5-for-14 in the series, a .357 batting average. Overall, though, hitting just .241 on the season, had a bad series at the plate against Scranton Wilkes-Barre. The next pitch is in the dirt, blocked by Maley, 2-1. Highly touted prospect for the Mets. They like his power potential. Where he winds up defensively, ultimately, I'm not sure that book is written. He's been at third base here. Pitch to him, hit high in the air to right field. Heading over toward the line, so is Daniel Johnson, and that ball will be foul, out of play. Boy, it had plenty of home run distance here at Huntington Park. Landed way up on the concourse. Down to the Yuengling flight deck. But outside the line. Biento is still just 22 years of age. He is a big body, 6'4", 185. That frame's going to fill out, too. Out of Pembroke Pines, Florida. Here comes the 2-2 pitch from Battenfield. Curveball. Oh, strike 3. Delayed call by the home plate umpire, but Tyler Olson does start the lawnmower, and that will be that. Good hook from Battenfield. Puts away the Syracuse Mets here in the third inning, and the Clippers will come up leading 2-1 in the bottom of 3.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout. Huntington, welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
I'm Ryan Mitchell, the voice of the Columbus Clippers, here to tell you about White Claw Hard Seltzer. Crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit flavor. Available in a variety of fruit flavors, including black cherry, mango, watermelon, and strawberry. White Claw Hard Seltzer is your open invitation to escape to pure enjoyment, whatever that means for you. Made simple, because fun always is. When the question is, should we say, let's. White Claw Hard Seltzer.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get 2 or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in 3 easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on 2 or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Easter dresses, sunglasses. It's a beautiful day here at Huntington Park. Sun shining. It's a bit chilly. So I might need a shawl over those pastel-colored clothes. Clippers on top, 2-1 as we go to the bottom half of the third inning. 2-3-4 due up for the home team. Gabriel Arias, a strikeout victim, his first time up against the lefty Mike Montgomery, who kicks and fires and throws a breaking ball well outside. 1-0 to the Columbus shortstop. Arias hitting 303 on the season. Next pitch coming. Breaking ball again. This one's fouled toward the on-deck circle. It's 1-1. Arias not hitting much against lefties in a pretty small sample size. He's 1-for-10. Looks at a pitch up and in. 2 balls and a strike. Crushing righties, though. 391 batting average against right-handed pitching. Now the 2-1 from the southpaw Montgomery. That's a breaking ball. It comes in for a strike over the outer half to make it 2-2. Arias again had a very good spring for the Guardians. He had 571 Major League spring training games. Swings here and misses a breaking ball. It is strike three. He'll be happy to see Montgomery out of the game. One down for Luke Maley. Righty batter Maley takes a first pitch fastball high at 91 miles per hour. Your Pepsi pitch speed of the game. Track the speed of every pitch on the Pepsi radar gun here at Huntington Park. The 1-0. That's it. High and deep to left field. Did he get enough? Cortez, no, is going to come in underneath and make the catch for out number two. Looked good off the bat, but must have hit it down near the end. Did not travel very far. So two down. That'll bring up Oscar Gonzalez. Oscar fouled to the first baseman. His first time up. First pitch to him. He takes a breaking ball downstairs. He has seen very few fastballs in this series from Syracuse. Pitch. He takes low. 2 balls and no strikes in a 2-0 count against Oscar Gonzalez. It is like seeing a leprechaun riding a unicorn down Main Street. Here's the pitch. He swings and grounds it on the third base side. That is officially a fair ball, and that's bad news because it's going to be thrown across the diamond in time for out number three. The Clippers go in order for the second consecutive inning. 7-0 put down by Mike Montgomery, but the Clippers' 2 runs in the first inning are good enough right now. They lead it 2-1.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Great in-home care starts with a great match. Comfort Care can help you find the right fit for a parent or loved one. From companionship to personal care, Comfort Care offers different levels of assistance. Our franchisees thoughtfully match clients and caregivers for the best fit possible. A great match gives families peace of mind knowing their loved one is getting professional care and a friendly smile. Find your caregiver match at ComfortCare.com. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Work boots looking a little worse for wear? Then it's probably time for some new shoes in 22. Kurtz Boots carries all the top brands, like Harriet, Carhartt, Thorogood, Irish Setter, among others. Kurtz Boots is family-owned and prides itself on passing the best pricing available along to you, the customer. Kurtz Boots also carries Western boots, apparel, jeans, sweatshirts, and much, much more. Kurt's Boots is located at 12751 Worthington Road in Pataskala. Or check them out online at kurtsboots.com.
Looking for an excellent career in the home service plumbing trade?
My name is Luke, and I'm an eco plumber. I actually got into the trades about 6 or 7 years ago. I am financially secure in my life, and I'm able to provide for my family.
Join this Columbus CEO top workplace at ecoplumbers.com.
Two-1 Clippers here at Huntington Park. The wrap-up of a six-game series. Columbus has the brooms out, trying to make it a clean sweep. Daniel Polk will lead things off. Carlos Rincon and Khalil Lee, 4, 5, and 6 for Syracuse, due up. Polk has had a nice series. Two doubles, a home run, 4 batted in. Digs into the left-handed batter's box, representing the tying run. First pitch to him, he takes a big, healthy rip and fouls it back. Balka made his Major League debut back in 2018 with the White Sox. We saw him with the Charlotte Knights. Played well in that 2018 season, had a .286 batting average, banged out 27 home runs, and here hits a line drive base hit into right field. And the leadoff man is aboard. Polka wound up fifth in the Rookie of the Year voting back in 2018. But his sophomore season, he had the sophomore slump. Hit just .107 in 30 games. Spent most of the year with Charlotte. Came up in the Diamondback system. Third round pick by the Snakes out of Georgia Tech. Takes his lead from first as Carlos Rincon looks at a strike at the knees, 0-1. Rincon a strikeout victim back in the second inning. 3 Ks for Battenfield so far in 3 innings. 2 walks, just 1 hit. Prior to this inning, it was a home run. It's now a run on 2 hits. There's a check swing, and they asked the first base umpire, Lou Williams. The crew chief said he didn't go, so it's 1-1 against Rincon. Travis Blankenhorn's solo home run in the first puts Syracuse on top 1-0, but the lead was short-lived. The Clippers in the bottom of the first inning scored 2, and that's where we stand. 2-1 ball game. Next pitch, low and away. Fastball at 92 miles per hour. 2 balls and a strike to the designated hitter. Rincon holds the bat high, now waits. Here comes the 2-1 pitch, and he takes it in for a called strike. Battenfield has mixed it up in the way he's getting outs so far today. Here comes his 2-2 pitch, and it is up and in, full count. 3 groundouts, 3 flyouts, 3 strikeouts so far. Now the payoff. Out in front of the off-speed, swung on and missed strike 3. That's a pitch with confidence there from Battenfield. He's not going to throw that for a strike. And so he is confidently assuming he's going to get a swing and miss there, or maybe a weak ground ball. Here's Khalil Lee. Left-handed batter with speed, not easy to double up. Takes a fastball inside, 1-0. Lee, the center fielder, has struggled mightily this season at the plate. 0-for-1 today, batting .071 on the season. Next pitch, empty swing, 1-1 count. He had an RBI double, one of just 2 hits in the series. He's walked once, he's struck out 10 times in 21 at-bats. 1-1.
Strike called over the outside corner. Fastball at 91. Make it a ball and two. Battenfield ahead. Can use his full arsenal here. Gets the sign. Throws the pitch. And it's low and inside. Luke Maley points out to him, says, hey, that's execution. That's what we're looking for there. Next pitch. Oh, boy, that looked like a good one. Must have been a whisker outside. So another full count. Battenfield's gone to a full count on four of the last five batters. Shakes once, now nods, now sets, and now deals. And gets a pop-up foul on the third base side out of play. Well, at some point, Lee is going to break out of this prolonged slump. He had 274 for the Mets last year over 102 games. With power, 14 homers. Takes here, just low for ball four. Fastball at 92. Misses below the zone, so a single, a strikeout, and now a walk as runners at first and second. One down for Carlos Cortez. Cortez, a left-handed batter, struck out his first time up. Battenfield holds, deals. There's a fly ball to very shallow left field. And in fact, with his heels on the grass, his toes still on the infield dirt, Jose Fermin will make the catch. Well, it's good to get that soft contact out. Infield fly rule was in effect ultimately, but also for Battenfield to get a quick out. Because again, he was going into deep counts over and over again. Patrick Mazika flying to right field his first time up. Another left-handed batter. These Mets are heavily left-handed. First pitch to him is low for ball one. Top of the fourth, Clippers lead 2-1. Mets, though, threatening here. Battenfield checks the runner at second base, now turns and fires, and the pitch is fouled away. Daniel Palka, the lead runner. Khalil Lee trailing. Now the 1-1 pitch. Hard hit foul ball on the first base side. Bashes off the front of the Clippers dugout. Clangs all the way out into right field. With the triangle shift, Ike Freeman playing fairly deep in the right field grass. He was able to get to that one easily. Now Battenfield one strike away, escaping any damage with two on and two outs. He throws it, and it's hit hard again, but foul on the right side. This one up into the net. So Mazika appears to be seeing it well, but not quite able to stay back long enough to keep that ball fair. Once more, the 1-2. Fastball sails high and away. 2-2 count. Battenfield now at 69 pitches, 41 for strikes. He delivers. Curveball misses outside. That was not a pitch that tempted Mazika at all. So now the runners will take off on the pitch. Two down.
Three balls, two strikes. There they go. Here it comes. And it's hit on the ground. And Ike Freeman stops it in shallow right, pops and throws to first. And they're out at first, but we may have interference here because the runner ran in to Battenfield. And everybody's going to be safe. And now Mazika down right next to the first base bag. The manager and trainer coming out. Well, I don't know if Freeman was going to get him one way or the other. Mazika does not run all that well. But somehow, Peyton Battenfield found himself in the baseline just as the runner was coming past. And Jeremy Heller, now the Clippers trainer, will come out to make sure Battenfield is okay. Yeah, he was going over to back up on the play, and Peyton tried to hold it. He realized too late where he was and what was going on. He tried to put on the brakes and dip back out of the way. But all that served to do was to get his legs right in front of the legs of the base runner, Mazika, who is now up on his feet and talking with the trainer on the first base side. That's going to tie the ball game. Okay, so we've got defensive interference. That's the second time the Clippers have been called for defensive interference in this series. You'll go a whole year without seeing it once, and we've seen it twice here in the home opening homestand. So because the runners were in motion, Polka is awarded home and Lee is awarded third base. And now Andy Tracy coming out and talking with the umpires. And I'm sure he may say, hey, listen, fellas, guy's safe at first. Doesn't everybody just get one base? But in that regard, because it was 3-2 and the runners were off and the ball was actually hit into the outfield, the umpires have the discretion to put the runners where they think they would have been had the interference not happened. Now, I guess you could also say, well, would it be possible to say the batter runner would have been out at first anyway? But that's not what's going to happen. So, the run scores were tied at 2. There are runners on the corners. Mazika seems none the worse for wear. He stays in the ball game. Lee is at third. And now Nick Meyer to the plate. Meyer walked his first time up. The pitch. Outside for ball one. There is a left-hander throwing for the Clippers in the bullpen. Ben Krauth down there. Battenfield's 1-0. Swung on and missed. So an unearned run here in the fourth inning has tied it up. 1-1 pitch. Swung on, fouled straight back to the screen. Fastball at 90. Some of the zip has come off the fastball of Battenfield as we've gone along here. And the count 1-2. Here comes the pitch from Battenfield. And it's off the outside corner. Syracuse trying to retake the lead here. Two balls, two strikes, two on, two out. The pitch hit on a line, foul on the first base side. We'll do it again. Cleveland Guardians underway up at Progressive Field. It's not been a great series so far against the Giants, and it didn't start well today. Giants get a two-run home run to go up 2-0 in the second inning against the Guardians. Things seem to be working very well for Cleveland offensively for a brief period of time. The first two games of the season, they scored only one run combined in 19 innings. Then they seemed to get going, but against San Francisco, the offense has once more gone dormant. Another 2-2 pitch. This one is high, 3-2. 78 pitches now for Battenfield. If he does not retire Meyer here, that might be the end of the line. It might be the end of the line either way, if he gets out of the inning or not. Payoff, runner from first goes. Here's a pop-up. Third base side, it's the shortstop Arias calling for it. Wynn pushes it half a dozen steps into the outfield grass. He stays with it and makes the catch. One run, one hit, one Clippers error, and two men left aboard. After 3.5, nothing settled at Huntington Park. It is 2-2.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, can we make saving money any easier? And we think we've solved it. Introducing Money Scout. It analyzes your spending habits, income, and expenses to find money not being used in your checking account, then pushes it to savings automatically. Why would a bank do that? Just to help people thrive. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington, welcome. Subject to eligibility, terms, conditions, and account agreements. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donatos pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donatos. And Donatos isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donatos has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donatos, every piece is important.
Good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Easy 95.1 and AM 920 WMNI Columbus.
Brand new ball game here as we go to the bottom half of the fourth inning, 2-2. Two runs on four hits for the Clippers, two runs on two hits for the Syracuse Mets. The Clippers got all four of their hits in the first inning. Mike Montgomery has set down seven in a row. He'll deal with Daniel Johnson. He threw just one pitch to Daniel Johnson in the first inning, and the Clippers right fielder turned it around for an RBI single to tie the game. Johnson batting .231 on the young campaign. First pitch, he swings this one and fouls it back up onto the roof. No balls, one strike. Johnson has been making his balls in play count. He has more RBIs than hits. A one offering. He swings again at a breaking ball and fouls it to the screen quickly, 0-2. Montgomery ahead in the count has four strikeouts to his name already today. Next pitch, hit on the ground right side. Scooped by the first baseman, Mazika. Throws to the covering, Montgomery. Safe! Daniel Johnson got his foot down before Montgomery got his to the bag. And it'll be an infield single for the Speedy Johnson. Batting from the left side gives you a few extra feet of head start on a ground ball like that. It was a good dig by Mazika over at first base. And he fed it properly. Johnson just barely got the foot down. Got a good look at those new 18-inch bases. Not brand new. We used them in the first half of the 2021 season in the International League. Montgomery delivers, and a swing and a miss by Will Benson makes it 0-1. Benson had an RBI single to put the Clippers on top 2-1 in the first. That lead held until the top of this fourth inning. Syracuse scratched across an unearned run to tie it at 2. Next pitch. Hit hard to the second baseman. That's a twin kill ball. They go to the shortstop for one. The relay to first is just in time to get Benson. He can't believe it. He thought he beat it out. The second baseman, Blankenhorn, had a bit of a stutter in his throw, and that threw off the timing of Wyatt Young, who wasn't able to make a smooth transition to first base, and that almost enabled Will Benson to beat out the relay. Ooh, that's a close thing. He might have snuck in there. But in the history books, it goes down as a 4-6-3 double play, clears the bases, and brings up David Fry. First pitch to him is outside for ball one. Next pitch, hit on the ground to the shortstop. Backhand grab by Young. Flings across his body to first. One hop, and it is caught by Mazika on the back half for a nifty 6-3 put away. The Clippers get a leadoff single, but ultimately send only three to the plate. We go to the fifth inning at Huntington Park. It is a 2-2 ball game.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Your teeth, like your bones, lose density over time, which can lead to cavities, among other issues, and that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try new Crest Densify. Unlike ordinary toothpaste, Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth. New Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
It's child's play to donate your car, truck, RV, or boat to Ronald McDonald House Charities of Central Ohio. They'll pick it up free of charge, steer you through the paperwork, and a hefty tax deduction rolls your way, as you help provide a home away from home for families of seriously ill hospitalized children. For more information about donating your vehicle to Ronald McDonald House Charities, visit rmhc-centralohio.org or call 614-CARS-HELP. That's 614-CARS-HELP.
You went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Four innings in the books at Huntington Park. Each club with two runs. Syracuse scored in the first and fourth. Columbus got both of their runs in their first trip to the plate. And Columbus goes to the bullpen. First pitch at the knees, a called strike. New Clippers hurler, lefty Ben Krauth. A one. That's over the outside part of the plate. Quickly 0-2. Krauth, 6 feet tall, 190 pounds, out of Concord, California. Wheels and deals and misses high, one ball, two strikes. 16th round pick in 2016 by the Guardians. Making his fourth appearance for Columbus. 1-2 pitch, just below the zone, 2-2. Four to third innings so far. He's walked a man. He's struck out four. They're hitting just an even 100 against him. He's been better than a strikeout per inning in his minor league career. This is his AAA debut season. Got quickly ahead in the count. But now it's full. Pitch. Hit in the air to right field. Johnson chasing over toward the line. He'll get there to make the catch on the run for out number one. Peyton Battenfield saw a lot of deep counts as the game went along. That, as much as anything else, is what prevented him from going deep into the contest.
for the Clippers starter. He goes four innings. First pitch swinging here, and Blankenhorn flies it into shallow left field. Coming on is Richie Palacios. He'll make the catch. Well, he looked like he was concerned about running into Gabriel Arias out there. He was tentative on those last couple of steps, but he made the catch without incident. And there are quickly two away. Two runs, one earned against Battenfield on only three hits. He walked three and struck out four. And he threw 79 pitches, 47 of those for strikes. Mark Vientos at the plate. First pitch a strike. The next coming, he swings and fouls it away. It's 0-2. Vientos is 0 for a couple so far. He's grounded at the shortstop and been caught looking at strike three. Crouth way ahead. Deals high and away. One-two pitch, that's low. Off speed on 2-2. Curveball swung on and missed. Strike three. That'll do it for Syracuse here in the top of the fifth inning. Halfway through regulation frames at Huntington Park, it is still a 2-2 ball game.
I say this to a lot of our patients. You know, they'll thank us. They'll say, thank you for being so kind. Thank you for making me smile. Thank you for making me laugh. That's what I like to do. However, I always like to explain to them, thank you for blessing us. Because you're trusting us with your care. So we're in this together. We take care of you. You take care of us. And that's what my karma is about. I'm Holly, and I'm a customer service representative at Mount Carmel.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, can we make saving money any easier? And we think we've solved it. Introducing Money Scout. It analyzes your spending habits, income, and expenses to find money not being used in your checking account, then pushes it to savings automatically. Why would a bank do that? Just to help people thrive. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington, welcome. Subject to eligibility, terms, conditions, and account agreements. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/MoneyScout.
Clippers coming up in the bottom half of inning number five. And Crouth, a good inning in the top of the fifth. Put him down in order. For Columbus, it's 8-9-1 scheduled to bat. Jose Fermin, Ike Freeman, then back to the top of the order for Richie Palacios. Both bullpens active right now. As Mike Montgomery delivers a first pitch, it is hit high in the air by Fermin. Down toward the bullpen for Syracuse. Tracking it, Vientos. He'll be out of room. That one goes two rows deep. Colin Holderman warming up for the Mets. And for the Clippers, it's Jake Jewell. So for me, takes a breaking ball on 0-1, low and inside, evens the count at 1-1. Being grounded to the shortstop, his first time up, batting just 167. So far this year for the Clippers. Another breaking ball from Montgomery. This one stays high and away. Two balls and one strike. Fermin in the series at Lehigh Valley was uber aggressive against fastballs. Here's a fastball. He swings and dunks it towards shallow left field. It'll fall in for a base hit. He shattered his bat, but it dies a hero. That's a leadoff single. Went down and got that heater. Six hit for the Clippers. Every hit has been a single so far. Mike Freeman has had the specialty of hitting the ball over the wall against Syracuse. Three homers in the series and five runs batted in. Today struck out in the second inning. Freeman leads away from first. Here's a bunt, third base side. If it stays fair, it's a hit. It's going to roll foul. No high chop on that one, really, for Freeman. It was a roller off the bat and was fair for about 35 feet before rolling outside the stripe. It's the second bunt attempt for Columbus today. Gabriel Arias had one back in the first inning. He fouled away. Clippers do not have a sacrifice bunt this year. A one pitch, no square, a swing, and a hard hit ball down to the Clippers' bullpen. Makes it 0-2. Clippers are not alone in not having a sacrifice bunt this year. Indianapolis has three. Two apiece for Norfolk and Omaha. Charlotte has one, Syracuse has one, but most teams, by far, no sack bunts. Vermeen takes off on the pitch. It's low and inside and no throw. As the catcher, Meyer, can't grab it cleanly. That's another stolen base for the Clippers. They are 2-for-2 today. That makes Columbus 8-for-10 on the year in stolen base attempts. They are still 7 behind the league leader, Iowa. The Cubs are 15 out of 17 in stolen base attempts this year. 1-2 pitch to Freeman, misses low and inside. Two balls and two strikes. So the Clippers will get three cracks at it here with the potential go-ahead run in scoring position. Montgomery throwing his 65th pitch, and it's low for a 3-2 count. Clippers got him for two runs on four hits in the first inning. We put him down in order in the second and third, faced the minimum in the fourth. He gave up a hit but got a double play ball and gets Freeman swinging. Out in front of an off-speed pitch. That's how he got him in the second inning. One down for Richie Palacios. Palacios had a single and a run scored in the first, struck out in the second. Now Palacios is the last left-handed batter until Daniel Johnson comes up in the five spot. So Kevin Bowles may want to go to a right-hander to face Gabriel Arias. Although Arias struck out twice and has not done well against left-handers so far this year. First pitch here to Palacios is a called strike. Long look in from the left-hander. Oh, they got the runner picked off, but the throw goes into center field. Boy, if Vermeen hadn't slid, he'd have scored, but he slid head first into third. He took off after Montgomery gave him a look, and the defense shouted to him. Montgomery turned and threw to second base and fired it into center field. So that'll be a stolen base for Jose Vermeen. And Vermeen, he was committed to the slide. If he stayed on his feet and rounded the bag at full speed, I bet he scores there. But once more, it doesn't go as an error because it'll go as a stolen base, I believe. The runner was in motion. But boy, the defense for Syracuse has let them down badly in this series. Now, they say E1 on the play. Oftentimes, you'll look at the intent of the base runner, and I don't think Vermeen ever made a move back towards second. He kind of froze. And if it's a good throw, it's a rundown, at least. So if they're going to score that in E2, there won't be a stolen base for Fermin. So it'll be an E1. Error on the pitcher. Regardless, Richie Palacios is at the plate with the infield drawn in and an 0-1 count. The fastball goes all the way to the backstop. Was headed for the backstop, but Nick Meyer reached up and snagged it at the very last moment. Now comes the 1-1. And that is low. Two balls and a strike. Pitching coach Steve Schrenk, after the wild throw into center field, went out to have a word with Montgomery. And certainly the right-hander in the bullpen is ready for Syracuse if they want him. 2-2 ball game. And now Montgomery steps off the back of the rubber. Lefty is ready. Here comes his pitch. Hit on the ground to second base. Fermin broke on contact, and the ball is not fielded cleanly by Blankenhorn. He dropped it right between his feet, picks it up and throws to first for the out. 4-3 on the putaway. Give Palacios an RBI. But once again, the Syracuse D does not do the job. Clippers take the lead 4-3. Base is empty, and that will do it for Mike Montgomery. We'll step away here and take a brief break to tell you about the new pitcher when we come back after this. 3-2 Clippers, bottom of the fifth at Huntington Park.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, can we make saving money any easier? And we think we've solved it. Introducing Money Scout. It analyzes your spending habits, income, and expenses to find money not being used in your checking account, then pushes it to savings automatically. Why would a bank do that? Just to help people thrive. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington, welcome. Subject to eligibility, terms, conditions, and account agreements. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/MoneyScout.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness. Edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donatos pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donatos. And Donatos isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donatos has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donatos, every piece is important.
Colin Holderman on to pitch. .67 right-hander out of Verbanis, Illinois. 240-pounder. A-ball in Double-A last year. Ninth round pick by the Mets back in 2016. 26 years of age. Holderman has been in two ball games, and he's been pretty good. 3 1/3 innings. One unearned run on one hit. No walks, one strikeout. So he's pitching to contact, and he's getting soft contact, generally speaking. Big right-hander goes to work and fires a 58-footer to Gabriel Arias, who's glad to see Mike Montgomery out of the ballgame. Arias was 0-2 with a pair of strikeouts. Here's the wind and the pitch. And a fastball slowly hit past the mound. Kicks off the side of it. That should help. Young grabs, throws, and it is in time. Arias fires down his helmet in frustration. That ball, if it doesn't kick off the side of the mound, might well be a base hit, but instead it's out number three. The Clippers get a run on a hit. Nobody left on base, and it's 3-2 Columbus as we go to the sixth.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Hey, you see Tony's face?
Yeah, he's using one of them Dollar Shave Club six-blade razors with six stainless steel blades for a close shave.
His face is as smooth as a river rack.
Smooth as a nice olive oil.
Like a bowling ball.
Like silk pajamas.
Like a seal down at the aquarium.
Like a ball of wax.
Wax job?
Hey, no one said nothing about a wax job, okay? Quit being a wise guy.
Dollar Shave Club. For a noticeably smooth shave, find us in stores and at dollarshaveclub.com.
10TV is leading the way as Central Ohio's most watched news station.
And in this exclusive interview,
10TV first broke this news.
Day or night, we're there when big news breaks.
We just got our hands on this indictment.
Bringing you exclusive stories.
Tonight, we went undercover.
Anything you want to say about the charges?
Getting answers for you.
What would you guys say to past patients who are sickened by that?
How are we trying to get people back into the job force?
10TV, your most watched news station, Central Ohio's news leader.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Clippers go back to the bullpen. This time it's Jake Jewell, 28-year-old out of Norman, Oklahoma. One perfect inning of relief for Ben Krauth. He struck out a batter. Flyouts to right field and to left field. 3-2, Clippers on top as we go to the sixth inning. Check the Major League scoreboard in this frame, brought to you by Huntington Bank. Smart savings tools, earlier access to your pay, and extra cash on standby. Welcome to Huntington, where banking is being reinvented. Daniel Polka to lead things off. Polka singled and came around to score an unearned run in the fourth inning. Pitch to him is a strike on the inside corner. Fastball at 92. Next offering swung on and missed. Quickly 0-2. The Guardians at home against the San Francisco Giants. Wrap up of that three-game series. Giants scored early. Two-run home run. That's been it. Guardians down 2-0. Polka swings and fouls away the 0-2. Next offering, that is over but low. Yankees at Orioles, middle of the fifth inning. No score in that one. Orioles 2-6 on the year. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Tapped out in front of home plate. Jules got it, flings to first in time for the out. One up and one down, and Carlos Rincon to the plate. Twins at Red Sox, nothing doing there at Fenway Park. In the bottom of the fourth inning, the Red Sox have not allowed a hit to the Minnesota Twins through four innings. Nationals leading 3-0 at Pittsburgh, a couple of teams that do not have high hopes for the season. The Nats are 4-6. Pittsburgh actually 500 at 4-4. First pitch, 93-mile-an-hour heater is low to Rincon. One ball, no strikes. Toronto hosting the Oakland A's. They go to the bottom of the third. Blue Jays lead them 2-0. Both teams 5-4 on the season. Jewell deals and gets a swing and a miss. No score. At Citi Field, the New York Mets hosting the Arizona Diamondbacks. 0-0. 1-1 pitch. A weak wave by Rincon and a pitch down and in. He went after it. That's 1-2. Marlins leading at home 4-0 against the Philadelphia Phillies in the bottom of the third. Just underway. Milwaukee has scored a run in the bottom of the first inning to lead 1-0 against St. Louis. Cardinals off to a good start, 5-2. Rays jump on the White Sox with four runs in the first inning, leading 4-0. The Pale Hose batting in their half of the first. Everything else is later on today or won't happen at all. Angels at Rangers, 2:35 first pitch. Cubs at Rockies at 3:10. 4:10, the Dodgers out in L.A., hosting the Cincinnati Reds. Astros at Mariners, 4:10. Braves at Padres, 7:08. And a washout today in Kansas City. Trying to take on the Detroit Tigers. We'll have to make that one up later on. 1-2 pitch, swung on and missed strike three, and Rincon is put away. Quickly two down now for Khalil Lee, who walked in the fourth inning. He's 0-1. Battle of the bullpens from here on out. We're in the top of the sixth inning. Clippers leading 3-2. At Huntington Park, wrap-up of the series and the homestand. Clippers have won the first five games and seven in a row overall. First pitch tight for ball one. New York Mets off to a 6-3 start this season. High hopes in Queens, 1-0. Chopper past the mound, long run for Freeman. Diving stop, but he will not have an opportunity to pop up and throw to first. Lee runs very well. Lee did well just to keep it on the infield. Freeman, rather. Francisco Lindor off to a pretty decent start for the New York Mets. The Metropolitans took 3 out of 4 from Washington to start the season. Took 2 out of 3 from Philadelphia, and then have split the first two against Arizona. First pitch, ground ball to first base. Nicely fielded by David Fry. He will feed the sprinting Jake Jewell, who races right on to first for out number three. A 3-1 put away, does away. With the Syracuse Mets, we'll go to the bottom of the sixth. The Clippers lead them 3-2. Columbus fans, leave room for dessert because Perry's Ice Cream, that's Perry's, P-E-R-R-Y-S, is a proud sponsor of the Clippers. Perry's slow-cooked, one-batch-at-a-time ice cream is made for indulgence, with signature flavors like Panda Paws, featuring creamy vanilla with thick fudge swirls and peanut butter-filled paws. Every moment is better with Perry's. Next time you're cheering on the Clippers at Huntington Park, hit concessions for the good stuff. Not at the game? Ask for Perry's at your favorite scoop shop, grocery store, or visit perryscream.com to find the location nearest you. Life is a bowl of Perry's.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
I don't hydrate like everyone else because I'm not everyone else. They drink what they're told to drink. I drink what helps me rehydrate and recover. Pedialyte Sport, because it works. And so do I. Hydration beyond the hype.
Three times the electrolytes and half the sugar. Pedialyte powder packs. Feel better fast.
Crowd here at Huntington Park on Easter Sunday, singing along with Sweet Caroline. Before the Clippers come to bat in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Luke Maley will lead things off, second game on his rehab assignment. He's gone 3-for-4 at the plate with a walk. Looked like he's running free and easy on the bases, coming back from a left hamstring strain. Takes a called strike over the outside corner. Alderman back out there. Got the final out of the fifth inning. The hard-throwing right-hander deals. Here's a high fly ball to right field. Polka back at the warning track. Looking up. Bye-bye! Luke Maley. Apo Bapo. A solo home run. Doubles the Clippers' lead. It is now a 4-2 game. Up off the facing of the second level of the Pedialyte porch. Wind blowing out softly that way, but not wind aided. Bailey got a hold of it.
Oscar Gonzalez.
Well, offensively, certainly he appears to be ready with four hits in six trips to the plate. Here's Oscar Gonzalez. He can go a yard, too, but instead he swings and hits it on the ground on the first base side. Patrick Mazeek is there, standing behind the first base bag. He will take a couple of steps up and step on the pillow for out number one.
Betting out on the right fielder, number two, Chet Johnson.
Here's DJ Johnson. Two for two so far. Singled in the first, driving in the, at the time, tying run. And singled again in the fourth inning. And here he takes a called strike on the inside corner, 0-1. This Dayton Clippers history brought to you, as always, by Donato's. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. Donato's, every piece is important. Johnson looks at a bouncer inside for a 1-1 count. This Dayton Clippers history takes us back to April 17th, 2005. Olderman delivers an off-speed pitch, swung on and missed. 2 days after hitting for the cycle, Mitch Jones was the star of the game again for the Clippers in an 8-7 12-inning win against Charlotte. Jones hit a two-run homer in the third, solo homer in the fifth. That gave the Clippers the lead. After a night's rally in the ninth sent the game into extras, Jones finished the game with a solo home run in the bottom of the 12th to become the ninth Clippers player to hit three homers in a game. That is still tied for the team record. Johnson fouls a pitch away, 2-2. Lefty throwing for the Clippers in the bullpen. I believe that's Alex Young down there. 2-2 pitch, swung on and missed, strike three. Syracuse pen is quiet. Two down for Will Benson. Benson with an RBI single and a double play ground out. Looks at the first pitch. Over but low for ball one. 4-2, Clippers on top. Batting at the bottom of the sixth, Holderman into the motion. Misses down and in with a fastball at 97 miles per hour. Your Pepsi pitch speed of the game, and I believe that is the hardest thrown ball in the game at Huntington Park this year. But it missed to make it 2-0. The next one is 96 and below the zone. Three balls, no strikes. Olderman has increased his velocity with mechanical tweaks over the past couple of years. 3-0, Benson swinging, and he fouls it away. It was literally just a tweak in his mechanics. One day to the next, he gained about 6 miles per hour. Talking with Ricky Meinhold, who's then the minor league pitching coordinator for the Mets, told him to, quote, ride that back leg. Olderman said one day he was throwing 93, 94. The next day he was 98, 99. And he misses the 3-2 pitch at 98, down and in to Will Benson for ball four. Two-out base runner for David Fry.
Number 17, David Fry.
It's with good speed at first. He takes off. The pitch is high. The throw is in time, and they got him. That'll do it for the Clippers here in the sixth inning. A leadoff home run for Luke Maley, though. Doubles the lead. It's now 4-2 as we go to the seventh at Huntington Park.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Great in-home care starts with a great match. Comfort Care can help you find the right fit for a parent or loved one.
From companionship to personal care, Comfort Care offers different levels of assistance. Our franchisees thoughtfully match clients and caregivers for the best fit possible. A great match gives families peace of mind knowing their loved one is getting professional care and a friendly smile. Find your caregiver match at comfortcare.com. Each office is independently owned and operated.
To all the men and women that serve our country,
overseas as well as here in the U.S.,
we'd like to thank you for your service.
For all you do for us to keep us safe.
And the sacrifice that you put in for us.
Thank you for all you do for our country. Thank you for serving our country.
Thanks for your service.
Thank you for your service.
Thanks for all you do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Brought to you by Columbus Worthington Air. Thank you for keeping us safe at home.
You went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hurler on for the Clippers. Alex Young takes the hill. Young, the lefty, on for Jake Jewell, who pitched a scoreless inning in the sixth. Jewell gave up a hit. Struck out a batter, no walks. Patrick Mazzica to lead things off. Lefty-lefty matchup to start things for the Syracuse Mets in their half of the seventh inning. Young just missed the inside corner with the initial offering. One ball, no strikes. Nick Meyer, then Wyatt Young to follow. Four runs on seven hits for Columbus. Two runs, four hits for Syracuse. The Clippers have committed an error. The Mets have committed two. Called strike makes it 1-1. Young working quickly. Hits the outside corner, 1-2. Mazzica has fly to right field and reached on defensive interference in the fourth. That led to a run for the Syracuse Mets. That tied the game. 2-2 coming. And it is in the dirt, blocked by Mike Rivera, who is in the game defensively to catch. Luke Maley hit the home run in the bottom half of the sixth inning. That's good enough for me. Went out on the Costanza high note. It's a swing and a foul ball on the first base side. Still 3-2. The pitch. Breaking ball missed inside for ball four. Nick Meyer now the catcher. Alex Young joined the organization last year. The Cleveland franchise got him off the waiver wire. First pitch hit into shallow center field. It'll fall in for a base knock in front of Will Benson. So two aboard here. Began the season last year, Young, with the Arizona Diamondbacks. When he first came to Cleveland, went to the major leagues. Eventually designated for assignment and outrighted to AAA. 72 big league appearances for Young, a 490 earned run average. Third baseman Fermin charging as the first pitch is in for a called strike. No square from Wyatt Young there. 0-1 count. Young making his fourth appearance for Columbus. No wins, no losses. A 540 earned run average. Two runs on four hits over three and a third innings. He's struck out four. And prior to Patrick Mazzica, hadn't walked anybody. Throws another strike. And he's ahead in the count. He was with the big club for most of spring training as a non-roster invitee. Beaks to second, deals the 0-2. Swing and a miss, pulled the string, and had Young out in front. That's a big out there, keeping the runners at first and second, where a double play possibility can still get you out of the inning.
Second baseman, number 7, Travis Blinken.
Young pitched in 7 spring training games for the Guardians. 5 runs on 9 hits over 7 innings, struck out 9 batters. Travis Blankenhorn, a solo home run his first time up. Swings through a sweeping breaking ball for strike 1. After the home run, he's flied to center and flied to left. The home run went to right, so he has sprayed the ball all over the field. They've got 3 defenders on the right side against him. Jose Fermin all alone on the left side. 0-1. That one misses low and away. Top of the 7th, Clippers lead it by 2. It's a 4-2 ball game, but Syracuse has something cooking here. 2 men aboard and only 1 away. The 1-1. What a fastball by him, a swing and a miss. IL scores presented by Huntington Bank. Earlier access to your pay and extra cash on standby. Welcome to the new Huntington. But first, the 1-2 pitch. Oh, he chased one out of the zone for strike 3. Good breaking ball from Young. 2 reach, now 2 strikeouts. He is 1 batter away, but it's a tough customer with power in Mark Vientos. Doubleheader going at Scranton today. Norfolk wins the opener 5-1. They're just about set to start game 2. Rochester leading 8-1 at home against Buffalo in the bottom of the 7th inning. Young's pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike 1. Charlotte at home leading Memphis 4-3. Bottom 7. They've played 8 at Cool Ray Field in Gwinnett County, Georgia. The Stripers at home trailing Nashville 2-0. Those are your IL scores today. Everything else is later on. There's a called strike. Off speed on the outside corner. And it's 0-2 to Vientos. See if Young challenges him or tries to get him to chase. The left-hander from the high set. Peeks to second, turns and fires. Check swing. Did he go? Oh, no. Home plate umpire said no. First base umpire says no. That was a close, close thing. Vientos remains alive. If you're a Clippers fan, you think he went. Now the 1-2. That goes high and away. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Young the 4th, Clippers hurler today, trying to get through the top of the 7th inning, and he will swing and a miss, strike 3. Boy, after the first 2 reached, Young just bulls up his neck and strikes out 3 in a row, the top 3 in the batting order at that rate. It is stretch time at Huntington Park, the Clippers with a good end of a 4-2 lead.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout. Huntington, welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
What makes Donato's Donato's? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donato's pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. And Donato's isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donato's has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donato's, every piece is important.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon.
When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Easy 95.1 and AM 920 WMNI Columbus.
Fans here at Huntington Park are having a good time. On an Easter Sunday, they have seen the home team jump out to a 4-2 lead. Bottom of the seventh inning, Clippers looking to sweep the Syracuse Mets right out of town. This is the only series between these two teams this year. The Clippers will not go to Syracuse. The Clippers last year played some teams in the southern portion of the International League. This year they will only play, I believe, Nashville in the southern teams. A lot of teams from the old IL North Division, though, are on the Clippers' schedule. Four of those six. Those six teams, Syracuse, Lehigh, Buffalo. It's a swing and a miss. Scranton, Rochester, and Worcester, formerly Pawtucket, all played only amongst themselves last year. First pitch to David Fry was a strike, the next coming. And it is hit on the ground left side. Scooped up by Vientos. His throw to first is a good one. And that is out number one. New pitcher on for Syracuse in this inning is Yoan Lopez. Covering up Jose Fermin. So the Clippers will see, we've already seen Lehigh Valley. That's the only game, the only series head-to-head between those two. Same thing here for Syracuse. We won't see this team for the rest of the year. Fermin swings and misses 0-1. The Clippers will go to Buffalo. That's a series at the end of August, so it should be very nice in Buffalo that time of year. And the Bisons come here in May. A one pitch is outside. We'll also have a visit from the Rochester Red Wings, though the Clippers will not return that favor and go to Frontier Field. 1-1 pitch. Swung on and missed 1-2. Clippers won't play Scranton Wilkes-Barre, AAA affiliate of the New York Yankees, and won't play the Worcester Red Sox, the Boston Red Sox AAA club. Here's the 1-2. Swung on and missed. A breaking ball diving out of the zone. Fermin put away. Two outs for Ike Freeman. Thomas Ponticelli warming up for the Clippers in the bullpen. Looks like he'll come on for the eighth, but Freeman will try and extend this bottom of the seventh inning. He's struck out twice today. Both times against Mike Montgomery, both on off-speed pitches. Righty-righty matchup. The first offering is a fastball in for a called strike. 4-2. Columbus on top. Syracuse scored first with a run in the first. The Clippers in the bottom of the first inning scored a pair to take the lead. Mets tied it in the fourth with an unearned run. The Clippers broke the tie in the fifth. That made it 3-2 and a Luke Maley solo home run. In his final act of the day in the sixth, made it 4-2, and that's where we stand. Foul ball off the bat of Freeman has him down in the count 0-2. Lopez from the high set, kicks and deals. And he deals it high. One ball, two strikes. Lopez, fourth appearance of the year for Syracuse. He delivers. Ball is fouled to the screen. It's not gone very well for Lopez so far. He is 0-1 with a 13.50 earned run average. Four runs on five hits and 2 2/3, three walks and five strikeouts. A lot of that damage came in one appearance. And at this point in the year, if you have one clunker, your numbers are going to look ugly for a while. But they tend to smooth out. Here's the 1-2. High chopper off the plate, foul on the third base side. And if those numbers don't smooth out, you're not around long enough to worry too much about it. You're going to have to try and fix that problem maybe at another level. Lopez ready. He delivers, and he misses downstairs 2-2. He's been fine so far today. That is pitch number 12, 9 for strikes. Trying to author a 1-2-3 inning. Now the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Freeman down to a knee. He strikes out for the third time today. We go to the eighth inning. Clippers still on top, 4-2.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Shopping for a vehicle? At Auto Palace, their springtime sales event has begun. They have an amazing selection of used cars with the lowest prices in Central Ohio. Have a trade? Auto Palace will guarantee you $2,000 trade-in value. Don't wait. This springtime sales event won't last long. Get approved on a newer, lower mileage vehicle with zero money down. Auto Palace finances everyone. Just sign and drive off the lot. It's that simple. Every vehicle comes with a 30-day warranty. Auto Palace also offers extended warranties that fit your wallet. Auto Palace is open 7 days a week and finances everyone. Take advantage of the best trade-in program in Central Ohio, along with the best prices and quality pre-owned vehicles. Stop by and check out their great inventory. Auto Palace, located at 4621 West Broad Street. Call 614-851-6000 or go online at autopalacecolumbus.com. All deals are subject to credit approval. Down payment requirements are normal dealer requirements.
The Ohio National Guard Scholarship Program could pay 100% of your college tuition. Eligibility starts as soon as you enlist. Learn more at NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard, aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Back to the pen for Andy Tracy. Thomas Ponticelli, the right-hander, on to pitch in the eighth inning. Well, fans, it's time to get outside, and Scotts is here to help you get the most out of your yard this spring. This is your season. It's time to enjoy it. Scotts, let's get to the yard. Thomas Ponticelli, no wins, no losses so far for the Clippers. And in three appearances, he has yet to allow a run. Five innings, three hits, three walks, six strikeouts. He'll deal with the middle third of the Syracuse batting order here. Daniel Polka to lead things off. Carlos Rincon and Khalil Lee to follow. It's a 4-2 Clippers lead. Four runs, seven hits, an error for the Clippers. Two men left on base. Two runs, five hits, two errors, and seven men left for Syracuse. First pitch to Polka is in the dirt for ball one. Polka 1-for-3 with a run scored. He's batting .357 for the series. Selly has his sign, raises the leg, fires to the plate, and misses low. 6'1", 200-pounder from West Hills, California. He's 25 years of age. 12th-round pick by the Guardians back in 2018, getting his first taste of AAA baseball. 2-0, misses low and inside. Ponticelli still shy of 70 professional appearances. Rio is in there for a called strike. Only 27 professional games above A-ball for Ponticelli in his career. Finished very strong, though, at AA Akron in 2021, his last 11 games. He had a 1.91 earned run average. Here, though, he misses low to walk the leadoff man, Polka. That's the second straight inning in which a Clippers reliever has walked the leadoff man. Brings up Carlos Rincon. Rincon has popped, but so far today he has gone down on strikes three times. First pitch to him, ground ball to the left side. Fermin's got it, goes to second for one for the relay from Freeman in time, and that is a 5-4-3 around the horn double play. You like that a lot if you're a pitcher. Takes a load off your mind for sure. Moves up Khalil Lee. Fermin actually made a bit of a low feed to Freeman, but I got rid of it quickly, and a good stretch over at first base by David Fry to turn two. Monticelli delivers low for ball one to Lee. Lee grounded third in the second inning. Since then, he has drawn a walk and single. Takes a called strike over the outside corner. Next pitch is inside. Down in the Syracuse bullpen, Steven Nagosik is warm and looks like he's ready to come in for the bottom of the eighth inning. Monticelli from the belt delivers and missed the outside corner. 3-1. Next pitch. That's ball four. So again, the tying run will come to the plate in the person of Carlos Cortez. Clippers fans, you can get a free on-your-side review from Nationwide, and a local agent will work with you so you can get customized coverage that meets your needs and your budget. Nationwide is on your side. Cortez, a strikeout, an infield fly, and a ground to first base. First pitch to him, nibbles the outside corner for a called strike, 0-1. Ponticelli has thrown 12 pitches now. Despite getting two outs, he's only thrown four of them for strikes. A one offering hit high in the air. Foul territory on the third base side. Fermin is over, reaches into the dugout, but came up just about a foot and a half short. That's strike two. Or two, Clippers leading. Each club with a solo home run. Travis Blankenhorn started the scoring back in the first. To this point, Luke Maley has capped the scoring with a solo homer in the sixth inning. That made it a 4-2 ball game, and that's where we stand. And it's our Phoenix Bats big hit of the game. Phoenix Bats, your hometown bat company, and the official bat of the Columbus Clippers. The pitch. Popped up. Foul territory again. This one might be playable for Mike Rivera, the catcher, on for Luke Maley. He was in an inning ago. He makes the catch, and that's out number three. We go to the bottom of the eighth. The Clippers look to expand upon their 4-2 lead after this.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hey Clippers fans, AEP Energy wants to know if you're ready to power up and carbon down. Help bring 100% renewable energy to the homes and businesses of your community by enrolling in our Eco Advantage plan today. Together, we reduce our carbon footprint and supply clean energy for a brighter future. Visit aepenergy.com/clippers to get started. AEP Energy, the official electric and natural gas partner of the Columbus Clippers. While an affiliate of AEP Ohio, AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of the utility.
You may think seatbelt laws are no big deal. Well, you couldn't be more wrong. Cops are cracking down day and night, in the city, in the country, and all points in between. Make no mistake, if you don't buckle up, you will get caught, and you will get a ticket. Even if you've gotten away with not buckling in the past, things are about to change. Cops are serious about seatbelt safety, so don't kid yourself. Buckle up every time, or get a ticket. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Bottom of the eighth, top of the order. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Columbus Clippers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. The accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Columbus Clippers. New pitcher on for Syracuse, Steven Nogosic. He'll face Richie Palacios, Gabriel Arias, and then Mike Rivera at a minimum here in the eighth inning. Clippers on top by a 4-2 score. Three outs away from a six-game sweep of the Syracuse Mets. First pitch, big empty swing by Palacios for strike one. Eniel De Los Santos begins to warm up for the Clippers. Looks like he'll come on in what right now would be a save opportunity. Next pitch is outside to Palacios. One ball, one strike. Clippers score two runs or more, it would no longer be a save chance. Time called as a pitch clock violation on Nogosic will make it 2-1. Looks like he's complaining, but I'm not sure why. Clock had clearly expired. Believe that's the first one of the game. Here's the pitch. And it's popped up. Foul out of play on the first base side. The first day of enforcement, which was coincidentally tax day, we had five violations and a few more that didn't wind up being called. Yesterday, I think there were three. And today, I believe that's our first. 2-2 pitch. High and away. So it's anecdotal because it's only three games, really. It's a small sample size, but it seems like people are just getting used to it and speeding up the game. Here's the payoff. It's popped up down the right field line. Looks like it's going to go foul. Polka on the run. Blankenhorn there as well. It's going to go out of play, four rows deep beyond the Clippers bullpen. We'll do it again at 3-2. From the belt, the right-hander kicks and deals. It's fouled straight back to the screen, so we will continue this battle. Palacios waits. And the pitch. Slashed foul down the left field line into the netting. Pitch number eight coming here. And it is bounced up the middle. A long run for the shortstop. And Young cannot field it cleanly and now throws it away. It bounced off the facing of the Clippers dugout and back onto the field of play. We'll see how they scored. It would have been bang-bang either way, but dropping the ball certainly didn't help. Young didn't field it cleanly, picked it up on the hop, threw to first, and they're going to give him an E6 on the play. So Clippers have a leadoff base runner. This is the fifth time today, three times, that man has scored. Palacio singled and scored in the first inning. Fermin singled and scored in the fifth. And Luke Maley made it a very quick thing, hitting a home run to lead off the sixth inning. First pitch to Arias, a strike. The next coming. It's a breaking ball, bounded up the middle. Another chance. Another drop by Young, but he throws on to second, and the out is recorded. He didn't quite field it cleanly. Clay kind of snuck out of his glove, but he was able to grab it on the way out and make a flip over the covering second baseman Blankenhorn for the forks out. 6-4 fielder's choice. Arias replaces Palacios at first. And here's Mike Rivera. Takes a fastball for a called strike at 95 miles per hour at the knees, 0-1. Rivera batting 200 on the year. He's got a triple. He's got four runs batted in. And it's a ball high in the air to right field. Polka, tracking it over toward the line, will make the catch. Arias back to first. Here's Oscar Gonzalez. Gonzalez has made outs on the first pitch twice, fouling to first in the first inning, grounding to first in the sixth, and then to the third inning. Took the first two pitches, which is very rare, and on the third pitch, he hit a hard ground ball to third base, so he is 0 for 3. First offering curveball, swung on and missed, strike one. Gosek has his sign, kicks and fires. And got that one past him, a fastball at 94 for strike two. Infield plays Gonzalez slightly to the pull side, so there's a big hole over on the right side of the infield. 0-2 pitch, curveball hit on the line, caught by the third baseman Vientos as he goes down to a knee. A leadoff error, but no damage done. The Clippers do not score. We go to the ninth. Last chance for Syracuse. Clippers lead them 4-2.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Enjoy delicious Lenten specials at the TAT. Vegetable lasagna, shrimp marinara, seafood platter, and Michelle's homemade cheese ravioli. There's all-you-can-eat perch or rigatoni with marinara Wednesdays and Fridays. Call 614-236-1392 for reservations.
For a beautiful look that protects and stays clean, choose Dutch Boy paint from Menards. Now all 11% off. Get quality products with smart technology like mildew-resistant coating, stain shield, and dirt-resistant paint and primer in the award-winning Dutch Boy Twist and Pour containers. Get 11% off everything, including the full line of Dutch Boy paints, now at Menards. Good through April 23rd. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Your teeth, like your bones, lose density over time, which can lead to cavities, among other issues, and that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try new Crest Densify. Unlike ordinary toothpaste, Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth. New Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
top of the ninth. Emil De Los Santos on the pitch for the Clippers. It's 8-9-1 due up for Syracuse. The Mets trying to avoid a six-game sweep at the hands of the Clippers. De Los Santos, 1-0 for the Clippers with a 3.38 earned run average, one save. In three appearances, he's gone 2 2/3 innings, allowed a run on three hits. He's walked a man and struck out seven. First pitch is a called strike, 0-1. De Los Santos has not been a big strikeout pitcher in his career up to this point, but he's been mowing him down this year. First pitch a strike, the next is down and in, and it's a 1-1 count to Patrick Mazika, the first baseman today. He is officially 0-2, but he's reached base twice on a walk and on defensive interference. 1-1 misses outside. That play, defensive interference, came with runners at first and second and a 3-2 count with two outs in the inning. And the ball was hit out to second base. Ike Freeman fielded it while sliding, and when he threw to first base, Mazika ran into the covering pitcher, Peyton Battenfield, in the baseline. It would have been a close play at first, one way or the other, but the interference made it a moot point. The runner from second was awarded home, and that tied the game at two. The Clippers then broke the tie with a run in the fifth and another in the sixth, and that's where we stand here in the top of the ninth inning with Columbus on top by a 4-2 score. Two balls and two strikes the count. Or excuse me, three balls and two strikes. I think we had a pitch clock violation there. Looked like the home plate umpire said 3-2. Won't matter. Here's a ball hit hard to right field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Daniel Johnson cuts it off and fires back to the infield. Third straight inning for Syracuse. They've had the leadoff man aboard. It was Mazika drawing a walk back in the seventh inning. Nick Meyer, the current batter, followed with a single. That put him at first and second, nobody out. Alex Young on the mound at the time. He said, well, I've had enough of that. He struck out the next three batters to escape any damage. Daniel Polk, a walk to start the eighth, a double play, a walk, and a pop-out. Did away with Syracuse in that inning. Meyer takes a pitch high for ball one. Emil De Los Santos throws a breaking ball over the outside corner. De Los Santos has pitched in the major leagues for Philadelphia and Pittsburgh. His 1-1 is in the dirt, smothered by Rivera. His major league debut for the Phillies back in 2018. Pitched in seven games, five games for the Phils in 2019. And in 2021, he was with Philadelphia for most of the year. 26 appearances out of their bullpen and then moved on to Pittsburgh. And he pitched seven games for the Buccos. Here's his 2-1 pitch. Over but low at 96 miles per hour. That's three balls and a strike now. Guardians picked up De Los Santos as a free agent over the offseason. He throws over but low for ball four. Certainly not the start to the inning he wanted, but the potential tying runs are aboard, and Wyatt Young is at the plate. Young has walked once. He is officially 0-3. Young, the diminutive shortstop. First pitch to him is just below the knees for ball one. Mets drafted Young in the 15th round in 2021, so he's getting an early taste at AAA. 22 years of age, out of Honolulu, Hawaii. Matriculated at Pepperdine. Known as one of the more beautiful college campuses in the United States. 3 years at Pepperdine. Last year, played in the Florida Complex League 26 games. And so in his first pro season, started at Brooklyn, five games, where he hit .214, and now here in AAA. 1-0 pitch, hit right back to the mound. De Los Santos has it, throws to second for one. There won't be a relay. They'll throw to third behind the runner. Going very casually into third base, and getting there is Patrick Mazika. Well, if De Los Santos fields it cleanly, it's a double play ball, and he's got his choice. He could go to third or second to start the twin kill, but he did not field it cleanly. And so he gets the out at second. Nick Meyer is eliminated 1-6. But there are runners on the corners. And one out for Travis Blankenhorn. Blankenhorn has just one hit today, but it was a big one. A home run off the scoreboard in right center field. He takes down and in for ball one here. De Los Santos looking for his second save of the year. His 1-0 falls in for a called strike. Set by the big right-hander. Now the pitch. And it swung on and fouled away. Well, things have gotten worse. Up on the lake, the Guardians now trailing the Giants 6-0 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Aaron Savali got the start. Allowed four runs, three earned. Anthony Gose pitched a scoreless inning. Eli Morgan has allowed two runs over an inning's worth of work so far. 1-2 pitch, misses down and in. Guardians offense once again has gone quiet, just three hits. Bobby Bradley has a hit. He's not seen much time this year. Owen Miller getting the lion's share of the duties at first base. Bobby is 1-for-2 today. Now the 2-2, hit on the ground first base, past the diving Fry, but it is picked up by Freeman. Fry pops back up, covers first, takes the throw, and that's out number two. But scoring from third on the play is Mazika. It's a one-run ball game. Young goes to second. He represents the tying run. Mark Bientos to the plate. Power hitter. Guardians' other hits belong to Ernie Clement, who's batting .333 on the year, and of course, Jose Ramirez. Ramirez gets the day off defensively, but going 1-for-2, he's batting .485 on the year. There's a called strike. Good off-speed pitch. 0-1 to Mientos. He has struck out three times today in an 0-for-4 effort. De Los Santos deals. Swung on and missed. Breaking ball, and the Clippers are one strike away from a six-game sweep. Young leads from second. Here's the pitch. Check swing. It's low. 1-2. Guardians must be done with Stephen Kwan. He got the day off today. What a start to the year he's had. Next pitch. Called third strike. No, wait. Time is called. We've got a balk. Oh, boy. Well, you want to talk about a range of emotions there for the Clippers down in the field. They go from winning the ball game to having the potential tying run now 90 feet away after a balk by De Los Santos. Still one ball, two strikes. Now a bit more pressure on the catcher to not let one get away. Here comes the 1-2. Swing and a miss. None of it matters. Justice served. The Clippers have a six-game sweep of the Syracuse Mets after Eniel De Los Santos powered a fastball right by Mark Vientos for out number three. 4-2 final from Huntington Park on this Easter Sunday. We'll come back after this for the post-game show. Stick around.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, can we make saving money any easier? And we think we've solved it. Introducing Money Scout. It analyzes your spending habits, income, and expenses to find money not being used in your checking account, then pushes it to savings automatically. Why would a bank do that? Just to help people thrive. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington. Welcome. Subject to eligibility, terms, conditions, and account agreements. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/MoneyScout.
At Hollywood Casino, surround yourself with winning. Celebrate a decade of winning with us. Hit the gaming floor where your next jackpot awaits. With nearly 2,000 of the hottest slots and Columbus's only spot for table games, the action never ends. Grab a quick bite, treat yourself to fine dining, or catch a live show. Join in on the celebration of fun, excitement, and jackpots. HollywoodColumbus.com. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
This isn't your regular cola, so this isn't your regular cola ad. This is Nitro Pepsi, the first cola ever infused with nitrogen. Think an infusion of smaller bubbles for a cola that's got a lighter, smoother texture. And don't get me started on the pour. We're talking turn the can completely upside down and watch as those bubbles cascade into the glass to create a frothy, luxurious foam topping. Ah, this is cola like you've never had it before. New Nitro Pepsi. Smooth, creamy, delicious.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donatos pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donatos. And Donatos isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donatos has lots of deliciousness to go around. All around the bases. Donatos. Every piece is important.
You think buckling up is a personal choice? That it doesn't hurt anyone else? You would be wrong. Your choice could shatter the lives of your family, friends, and everyone you know. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. Think about that every time you drive. Buckling up isn't just a good idea, it's a choice between surviving a crash or not. Make sure you and everyone in the vehicle buckles up every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/MoneyScout. Huntington, welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
You've been listening to Columbus Clippers Baseball.
And Columbus continues to pour it on. Now it is 9-0.
Clippers Baseball is brought to you in part by AEP Energy, Aldi, Budweiser, Columbia Gas, Donato's Pizza, Great Clips, Hollywood Casino, Huntington Bank, Mount Carmel Health, Nationwide Insurance, the Ohio Department of Public Safety, Pedialyte, Pepsi, Perry's Ice Cream, Spectrum, and White Claw. Now it's time for the Clippers postgame show, presented by Spectrum. Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 a month each when you get two or more lines. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Hit to center field. That is going to fall in for a base knock. Clement with his second AAA hit, and this will produce two runs.
Stay tuned for the game recap, highlights, and scores from around AAA in the major leagues. Let's go back to the ballpark.
Well, what a homestand for the Columbus Clippers, huh? They win all six games against the Syracuse Mets. They have now won eight in a row, and the Clippers are rolling now 9-3 on the season. Here's how it happened from Huntington Park today. Not a lot of offense from either club. Syracuse scored first. Scoring first hasn't always been a good thing in games dealing with the Columbus Clippers this year, but Travis Blankenhorn hit a solo home run in the first inning to make it 1-0. In the bottom of the first, the Clippers came roaring right back. Richie Palacios had a leadoff single. Luke Maley had a base hit as well. Daniel Johnson, with a single of his own, tied the game at one apiece, and one batter later, Will Benson would give the Clippers the lead. Here comes a 2-1 pitch. Hit hard up the middle. That'll get through for a clean base hit. Maley being waved around third. The throw comes to third, and it is cut off. That's an RBI single for Will Benson, and the Clippers refuse to trail. They grab the lead here in the bottom of the first inning. It's 2-1. Syracuse would tie the game with an unearned run in the fourth inning. That made it a 2-2 ball game. The Clippers didn't let that stand very long. In the fifth, they manufactured a run with a single and a stolen base from Jose Fermin. He went to third on an error and scored when Richie Palacios grounded out to second base. That gave the Clippers back the lead for good, and the exclamation point on this one would be Luke Maley's final at-bat of the homestand to lead off the sixth inning. The hard-throwing right-hander deals. Here's a high fly ball to right field. Paul Kubak at the warning track, looking up. Bye-bye! Luke Maley, Apo Bapo, a solo home run, doubles the Clippers' lead. It is now a 4-2 game. And that would be the final score. The Clippers pitching staff did the job today, starting with Peyton Battenfield. He gave up two runs, only one earned on three hits over four innings. Didn't go deep enough in the game to get the win. That goes to Ben Crowth, who authored a scoreless inning. The Clippers also got goose eggs from Jake Jewell, Alex Young, and Thomas Ponticelli. Daniel De Los Santos gave up a run in the ninth inning, so the final score would be 4-3. The Clippers come out on top against Syracuse to again move to 9-3 and sweep the homestand. So that's going to do it for this homestand. The Clippers are off tomorrow and then head to Indianapolis for a six-game series beginning on Tuesday. First pitch will be at 6:35. We'll take the air at 6:30 for the Spectrum pregame show. I hope that you will be with us. Once again, the final tallies here from Huntington Park. Syracuse, 3 runs, 6 hits. They committed 3 errors and left 9 men on base. The Clippers, 4 runs, 7 hits, an error, and they left 3. Crowth the win, Montgomery the loss, De Los Santos with the save. The game took 2 hours, 29 minutes in front of 4,431 here on an Easter Sunday at Huntington Park. Great day for baseball, and the home fans will go home happy. So until Tuesday, when we will talk to you at 6:30, this is Ryan Mitchell for Tracy Watson back in the studio saying thanks for listening. Good night, everybody.
This has been the Clippers postgame show.